Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. If you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to sit with our devotion and listen to what God has to tell us every single morning. The Word of God is new every morning, and that is why we always take our time to bring you this show, because we know how it's important for your day to start with the Word of God. So this is where you just need to be. And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. Spread the word, share the link. Let that person know that it is time for our devotion. I want you to grab your Bibles, your pen, and your journals. Let's dive into the Word of God. Before we go into the Word for today, you know how we also do it. We start our day with Thanksgiving. This is a new week, and we cannot but just appreciate God for this beautiful gift that He has given to us. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for preserving, protecting, providing, shielding us. Thank you for a brand new week. Accept our thanks, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Today is the 14th day in the month of October 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, cover not your sins. Cover not your sins. Our aim today is aim 2 from our Open Heaven manual, Amazing Grace. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Mark chapter 6 to chapter 7. Our memory verse today is taken from Proverbs 28 verse 13. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13, which says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Now our Bible reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15 from verse 22 to 29. Are you with your Bibles this morning? 1 Samuel chapter 15 from verse 22 to 29. From verse 22 it says, so Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord and your words, because I have feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, please pardon my sins and return with me, that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned around to go away, Saul seized the edge of his robe and he tore. So Samuel said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today, and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. And also the strength of Israel will not lie, nor relent, for he is not a man that he should relent. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, in my primary school days, our teacher told us the story of a man who offended his king. The king was very angry and called the man concerning the issue. The man immediately got on his knees and pleaded for mercy. He admitted his offense and said he was very sorry. The king pardoned him because of his repentant heart. Our teacher told us that if we are wrong and admit it while asking for mercy, we will obtain mercy. However, if we try to cover our wrongs, we will surely get punished. The lesson stuck with me, and so when I do something wrong, I don't try to cover it. If I offend God, I turn to him and say, Lord, I have offended you. Please have mercy on me. If you want to obtain mercy from God, you must not cover any sins that you commit. The reason God always had mercy on David is that he never tried to cover his sins. Rather, he would confess them to God. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21 from verse 1 to 16, when God came to tell David that he had offended God, not only did David accept his wrong, he called the elders to fast and pray with him for forgiveness. Compare that to Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 15 from verse 20 to 21. After Samuel had come to tell him that he had not carried out God's instruction to the letter, he made excuses instead of accepting his wrong. When Samuel refused to worship God with him, he did not plead with him to help appease God. Rather, he pulled Samuel's skirt just because he didn't want the elders to see Samuel walking away from him. He clearly wasn't making the sacrifice to ask for mercy. He was doing it to cover his sin and make everything look all right. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 19 tells us that God honored Samuel and never allowed his words to fall to the ground. But in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1, as much as Samuel pleaded for Saul, God said that he would not waste his time because he had rejected Saul. Beloved, covering your sins will land you in destruction. When you do something wrong, don't try to keep up the appearances. Your Christian life is not about publicity. It's more of your personal relationship with the King of Kings. Confess your sins and plead with God for mercy. When you do that, he will have mercy on you. But if you cover your sins, you are risking his total rejection. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, don't cover your sins. Confess them and repent genuinely. Don't cover your sins. Confess them and repent genuinely. Thanks for staying tuned, but I do not want you to miss another opportunity for you to repent of your sins. If you're here, you're listening to me, and you do not have a personal relationship with God, or you have had personal relationship with him in the past, where you walked away from his saving grace, this is another opportunity for you to come to him. He is ready to accept you with an open arm. I want you to pray this prayer with me if you are out there and you listen to me and you want to take the step of faith. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I confess my sins today. I ask for your blood to cleanse me of every unrighteousness. I believe you came to die for my sins, and I believe you are the Son of God. I ask that you forgive me and accept me as your own. I release my heart as your habitation. Make me yours. and give me the grace to accept the new paths you have laid out for me. Thank you for listening. For in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen. This is not the last step for you to take in order for you to secure your relationship with God. Another thing that you can do right now that will secure your place in the vineyard of God is for you to join a Bible-believing church. This is to help you grow your faith in Him and expand your relationship with Him as well. So I want you to join a Bible-believing church. But if you're having troubles finding one, we can also help you find one. You can send us a DM on our Instagram handle, PraisePalaceRadio_UK. PraisePalaceRadio_UK. Send us a DM and say, I gave my life to Christ, and we'll take it from there. Thank you for staying tuned. And if this message has blessed you and you also like to be a blessing to others, you can as well share. You can share and be saving a soul. You might just not know that you are, but you might be saving a soul. And how can you be a blessing to somebody? You can do it by sharing. Visit our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And you can download our mobile app on Apple Store and Play Store, Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting and entertaining and at the same time inspiring. Thanks for joining us till you hear my voice. Until we gather for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. Have a beautiful Monday. God bless you. Bye-bye.